Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. Sensitively Flourishing was created as a safe space for all sensitive individuals to discuss life and its lessons through our perspective. Girl, who told you couldn't be sensitive and flourish? Come stay a while to learn to embrace our sensitivity together. Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. This week's episode is A Confident You Equals a Flourishing Babe. This week's episode, we will have Rambling with Yasmin, where I just go over different things and my perspective on confidence and self-confidence. We also will have our tips and toolkits, which I will give tips and tools of how to increase your confidence in yourself. We also will have our affirmation booth, where I give you guys 3 affirmations to go with you throughout the week to help you improve your confidence in yourself. Then we'll finish up this week with our gratitude circle. You know, we always got to show gratitude. To makes us appreciate everything in life and lets us know that we do have some amazing things in life. And we will finish up and have you guys ready for the week, ready to gain confidence, ready to love yourself, ready to incorporate self-care into your daily routine. So let's get into this week's episode. Hello, my lovelies. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. It's your girl, Yasmin. And you know, this week we're talking about gaining self-confidence, being confident in yourself in order to help you grow, to help you flourish and become that little flourishing babe that you need to be. So let's get into this week's episode. First things first, I do want to give y'all the definition of confidence and the definition of self-confidence and give my perspective on what confidence is and what I think of confidence and how I feel and how I dealt with confidence over the past couple of years. So let's get into it. Confidence, according to Google, is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, a firm trust. So basically it's saying like something that you believe, something or someone that you really believe in, that they got your back or that is going to be there for you when you need it. So that's why I think that's what they're saying confidence is. They also had this definition of self-confidence, which is what we're really talking about today, is really having confidence in yourself, really being very confident in yourself and how it can help you elevate in life. So the definition of self-confidence is feeling of self-assurance arising from one's own abilities or qualities. So basically believing in yourself, point blank period. Self-confidence is believing in yourself, knowing you can do what you can do, overcoming those fears and pushing forward. So I think in the process of growing, in the process of us evolving and flourishing in life, we always have to have that self-confidence to move forward. We can't be fearful and thinking we're going to strive in life. We have to have some type of self-confidence and believe in ourselves that we're able to go after our dreams. We're able to chase, you know, I wouldn't say chase. I would say be able to go after our dreams, not chase, go after our dreams, be able to go after that job, go after starting that business, or just go after all the things your heart desires. So we have to have that self-confidence. So self-confidence is believing in yourself. Loving yourself, believing in yourself is the most important thing. You have to believe when nobody else believes. I'm a firm believer. Just because other people don't believe what I see, I seen it and I believe in anything that I'm doing. I believe in myself that I can make it, that I can go through it, and that I'm going to accomplish this goal or whatever it is in my life that I'm going to accomplish it. So having self-confidence in yourself is very, very good. And just a disclaimer when it comes to confidence and self-confidence, that I'm a person that I'm confident in certain areas of my life, and certain areas of my life I'm not confident in. So just because you're not confident in this area doesn't mean you're fully not confident in you. It's just that area you need to work a little bit more in. Work in the areas where your confidence is low. We all have confidence in different things, especially if you're someone who knows how to do something, then you're very confident in that because you know what you're doing. But versus someone who's just starting out something, they're not really too confident because this is new territory for them, that they're out of their comfort zone. So just always know that you can be confident in one area and not confident in another area. It's not just you as a whole. It's just certain things and how we operate as humans. So having that confidence in yourself helps you to flourish, as I stated before. But I wanted to give you guys like kind of the story of how I came into having confidence and how I lost my confidence and how I'm gaining my confidence back. So I don't know, I would just say, just thinking, and since I've been going through my little changes and everything, I can say that maybe my confidence hasn't been the strongest over the past, I can't remember, since a kid, that maybe my confidence wasn't so top tier. You know, I would say that it's because as a kid and as an adult, I have eczema, really, really bad eczema. And you know, especially back when I was younger, a lot of people didn't accept it. It was always looked at this weird way, all this weird ass shit people be doing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody didn't understand it. That's what I would say. So, my confidence was kind of shattered with that. Something I couldn't, you know, help. Something I was born with, you know, I didn't know. But I was a kid, how could I have known? But, you know, that kind of messed it up. Not messed it up, I kind of say it kind of lowered it for me. But then as I constantly grew up and I kept growing up and I kept, you know, going to different schools and just, you know, growing with life. As life continued to go on, you know, different things in life started happening, which kind of constantly kept chipping at my confidence. And I really didn't have nobody around to really just tell me like, okay, you need to pick yourself up. Like, if you want to be technical, in my family, it's either like, don't cry, get that shit done, and that's it. It's nobody's being vulnerable. Nobody is being very just accepting of you being sensitive or you feeling a certain type of way. And so that wasn't really something that, oh, you don't let nobody break your self-esteem. Yeah, easier said than done. You're not giving me any tools to do it. But who am I to, I can't judge anyone. We all operate off of whatever knowledge we have at that moment. So I can't judge anyone, but you know, it's just the reality of it that, you know, it kind of different things in life kept chipping away at my confidence, and I didn't know how to gain my confidence back. I wasn't taught how to gain my confidence back, so it constantly kept lowering as life continued to happen to me till I got to the point, I think I was around 27, 28. Life got pretty shitty. I wouldn't say shitty, but it just was like, I think I was really gone too far left at this time. And through in this part, I thought I had confidence. It just was a big ass ego at that point. But I don't know. Everything went downhill, just basically to make this a long story short. Everything went downhill. I had to really sit down and be with myself by myself, you know. Just to be honest, I never really been by myself. Someone is always with me. And I think I really, really miss that because now I love my alone time. I don't care to really hang with anyone, or I don't care for anyone to be in my space. It really doesn't bother me. I'm okay with being alone. Kind of prefer it. But sometimes I want social interaction, but a lot of the time I like to be alone. But God put me in a situation where I was alone, and I probably told this in several other episodes, but God put me in a situation where I was alone. He took everything from me. Everything besides my kids and my family, but like all the outside things that were distracting me, he ripped them out of my life. Then I had to sit in my own shit. And then at that point, that's when I realized I was sick of my own shit. Then I got to the point where I was just like, it's no more, oh, we're going to put this off, or we're going to drink to put this off. It's basically like, you got to take control of this, because from the looks of it and the route we're going down, it's not going to be nice. So I sat down, took a whole year with no contact to nobody but my sister, my mom, my kids, and my immediate family. But any outside people, I kind of cut the whole world off just to get me together. You know what I'm saying? And I had to really go through and learn me all over again. And the most beautiful thing came out of learning who I was, learning what I like, learning what I don't like, learning why I do certain things that I do, why I act like this, and just really taking accountability for certain things I've done in my life, and just being honest with myself. That was the number one thing. I think for so long, I had got to this point where I'm just so ashamed of everything that I had done, because I beat myself up sometimes trying to be a perfectionist, that I forget all of the good things that I am, all of the good things I've done. I let the evil or the negative things overshadow my good qualities. So I had to dig deep to find those good qualities in myself. And once I found those good qualities in myself, I'm not ashamed, don't know more. I'm not, you know, giving my time away for people who don't necessarily need it or they don't appreciate it. I'm not out here chasing. I'm not out here doing all the things that I had ever done on some low vibration shit, you know? And so I got to the point where, like, oh my God, I love me. You know what I'm saying? I got this. You know, I have to tell myself every day, I got this. You got this, Jasmine. We gonna keep going. I know you tired. I know today is feeling a little depressy, but baby girl, we gotta get it together and keep going. You know what I'm saying? I have to tell myself every day, we got to keep going. We can't let no outside distract me. No outside things distract me. I have a mission. I have a goal. I have my desires that I'm trying to achieve, that I cannot fall back into the trap or the situations that I've been in before. So, you know, just learning myself helped me to build confidence in myself. And once I built that confidence in myself, to be honest with you, life started moving a little smoother. Life is not as hard as I used to think it is. Like, I thought life was terrible sometimes, like so hard. But now that I'm sitting here, that I have the time to myself, I'm able to process my thoughts without so much noise. Because in reality, we live in a loud, busy, fast-moving life, right? And it's hard to calm your mind down sometimes. You know, because I know during the week, I'm constantly moving from work to working on new things for my business, for my kids and their extracurriculum activities, and to just doing things in the home, cooking, cleaning, washing clothes, making sure the kids are great, doing all of these things, you know what I'm saying, on a daily basis. I'm constantly moving. So it's a must that I now, you know what I'm saying, incorporate some type of a long quiet time into my life, or I'm not going to think properly, which then goes into messing with my confidence, because now I can't think clearly. So now I'm like not doing the best work that I can do, and then now my confidence is getting, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not confident in the work that I'm doing. So I always like to have my alone time, which gives me that peace of mind to be able to have the self-confidence to do the job that I need to do, whether it's being a mother, whether it's being a friend, a parent, you know, the same thing, parent and mother, or at work, or just inside my own business, that I have to stay focused. I have to stay productive. You know, I have to tell myself these things all the time. But me constantly telling myself these things, constantly contradicting my inner self that likes to sabotage shit, you know, I really have to just constantly tell myself, I'm good, I got this, that, you know, we gonna do this. I constantly try to motivate myself. That's one of the things I think I lacked a lot, was self-motivation. And so now I'm getting to the point where I motivate myself to keep going. And that is something that I've been wanting to create in myself over the past couple years, but I never knew how to get there. But now I see that maybe I had to go through some other healing in order for me to be able to incorporate that into my life. But back to the subject, self-confidence. Having self-confidence helps you move forward. It helps you grow. It helps you love what you're doing. It helps you overcome those fears that you have. And as you constantly overcome your fears, you know, you're constantly building confidence. After you, those fears, because you're, that's just like a, oh man, I had something I seen that, and I wrote it down. Yeah, I'm a writing queen. But it was like it's some type of exaggerated idea is what it was. Okay, fears are an exaggerated idea that come from old thought patterns. So I had seen that and I was like, oh, that's a great way to put it. Fears are exaggerated ideas. And you know, not all ideas are true. So we don't have to believe that those fears are our fears, or those fears, we don't have to attach them to ourselves. You know, being confident helps you overcome those fears. Being confident helps you push forward. Being confident helps you go after your dreams. You have to have confidence in yourself. If you don't believe in you, how are you expecting the world to believe in you? You understand? So it's all about, you know, dropping those fears so you can flourish, babe. I know you're ready to grow. I know you're ready to, you know, make this money, get these, take care of those babies. Create an empire and just grow till you can't grow no more. And we can't do that with fear. So gaining that self-confidence is a big thing. Loving yourself, believing in yourself, trusting yourself. Once you do all these things, it helps you to build a strong confidence in yourself, which once you have that, nobody, you're invincible. Nobody can knock you off anything. Nobody can say anything about what you do, because you believe in yourself, and that's all that matters to you. So we're done with this segment today, ladies. Let's get into tips and tools. Welcome to Tips and Tools. This segment, I will give you guys a few tips to help you create and build your confidence in yourself. The first things first is to face your fears. I've been talking about this whole episode, that the main thing is overcoming those fears, facing those fears head on to help you build that self-confidence. Another thing is also knowing that you can change your thought pattern. You can change old belief systems. Anything can be changed. All it does is take practice. So remember, when I'm giving these tips and tools, that it's not going to happen overnight. Everything takes practice. You just have to stay consistent. So the next tip will be to be alone. When you're alone, your alone time is needed to give you that peace of mind, so you can think clear, you can have that mental clarity. You'll be able to make sound decisions. You'll be able to understand what you need to do to overcome your fears, what things you need to do in yourself that will help build your self-confidence. Because it's, I can't tell you everything that will help you to build your self-confidence, but I can give you some tips and tools, and you try different ones out and you see what works best for you, because what worked best for me might not work best for you. So that's why I give you guys several tips and tools, several affirmations, just to give you something to choose from, because I know everyone is different. We learn different, we practice different, we gain knowledge differently. So I'm a big firm believer on providing different ways for different people. So being alone, you know, having that space to yourself, no noise, to be able to think clearer, calm your mind, calm your body. So you'll be able to have that confidence, because you can't be having confidence and your anxiety is on 10 because you don't have any peace. You don't sit in no silence. You're constantly on the move. You're constantly going. I know that's the type of world we live in, but at some point, babe, you got to sit down. Even if it ain't nothing but 5 minutes, sit in silence and just sit there with yourself. You ain't got to say nothing. Just sit there in peace. Don't get up. Don't do nothing. But just sit there alone in quietness and just let your mind breathe for a second, honey. So the next one is journaling. You know, I'm a firm promoter of journaling. I think journaling can heal everything. anything going on in my life, I'm going to journal about it because I think it heals. It heals me. Might not work for you in the way it works for me, but journaling is so helpful. So it builds a relationship with yourself. You learn so much about yourself journaling because now you're writing what's on your mind. If you just put the pen to the paper and let it go, you ain't got to think twice about it. I write about the crazy stuff. Somebody read my journal, they'll think I'm crazy. But it don't matter. I get it out of my mind. So now it's not all cluttered in my mind at one time. And all these thoughts are not just going back and forth. So I'm a firm believer in journaling. Journaling, getting to know yourself. The more you know yourself, the more you are acceptable of yourself, that you gain confidence, because at this point you know you and nobody can tell you anything about you. So journaling is a good thing to help. Also, forgive yourself, forgive others. Don't hold on to any anger. Don't be upset. When you get angry or you're upset with someone, we're giving that person the power over our life, or that situation the power over us. And I'm a big firm believer. I hear this saying all the time, but it resonates so well with me, is that we are what is it? We're 10% of what happens to us, 90% of how we react. I think that's what it is. So just because someone does something to you, yeah, we all have feelings, we all have emotions, but try not to give these people the power to make you get out of character. And if it's something from the past, it happened, accept it. Feel how you need to feel about it, but you gotta move forward, babe. You gotta forgive them and let go. You're not forgiving them for them, you're forgiving them for yourself. So always remember to forgive others and forgive yourself, babe, for the times you didn't know, the times you were lost, the times you were not doing the most healthiest things or the most positive things. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself at that moment that you did what you thought was best with the knowledge you had at that time. So always forgive yourself and just keep growing. Keep flourishing, babe. You're so beautiful. You're so strong. You're so powerful. I just come here to just hype you up. I want you to be the best you can be, girl. I want you to go out here, flourish, make these monies, create these businesses, take care of these babies, buy houses, buy cars, live your dreams. I want you guys to do all of those things. So just keep overcoming your fears. Keep journaling, keep doing your gratitude, and just keep having the mindset to constantly evolve in life. And just know that it takes practice. It won't happen overnight. You have to keep going. You have to stay consistent. You have to just keep going at it. You got this, love. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tips and Tools this week. Our next segment is going to be the affirmation booth. Welcome to the affirmation booth. So you guys know I always give three affirmations for the week according to the topic of this week's episode, which is self-confidence. So I have three affirmations for you guys. As you know, I always repeat the affirmation three times, and that's how you do it. Do it every day. Do it two times a day, three times a day, four times a day, whatever fits your schedule for you. But fit this in some way, so then as you constantly say it to yourself, you start to believe it, and it starts to incorporate into your subconscious mind, and you'll be able to just be confident without even thinking. So the first one is, I am strong, beautiful, and confident. I am strong, beautiful, and confident. I am strong, beautiful, and confident. The next affirmation is, I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. And the last affirmation for this week is, I breathe in confidence and breathe out fear. I breathe in confidence and breathe out fear. I breathe in confidence and breathe out fear. That's the three affirmations for this week. They are short and sweet. Hopefully, you guys can incorporate these into your self-care routine throughout the week. I hope these affirmations help you, babes. Remember to say them when you wake up, before you go to bed, and how many ever times you remind yourself throughout the day, but constantly repeat these words to yourself to help you improve and improve that self-confidence in you. Now, let's go to the gratitude circle. Welcome to the gratitude circle. So you guys know I started this new thing where I end every episode in gratitude. We're gonna end it in gratitude. We're gonna thank God for waking us up this morning. We're gonna thank God for our life, health, and strength. We're gonna thank God for the ability to make it through this week. Thank God for a productive week, a successful week. Thank you, God, for loving us as we went through this week. Thank you for our self-confidence. Thank you for our self-love. Thank you for our self-care routines. Thank you, God, for the people who love us, for who we are. Thank you, God, for us. Thank you, God, for our life. Thank you for our business endeavors. Thank you for our homes. Thank you for bills being paid, necessities being met. Thank you for all the blessings we receive, all the lessons we go through. Thank you for mental clarity. Thank you for support. Thank you for self-motivation. Thank you for unconditional love in ourselves. Thank you, God, for everything that you have given us, small, medium, and huge, past, present, and future. Thank you, God, for everything. So you guys know I love gratitude. Gratitude is one of my biggest healings for myself, was me showing gratitude to the smallest thing to let myself know that even through the toughest times, life is still good, you know. Think about all the small things that you should be grateful for that you have in your life that some people wish they had. So I'm just grateful for everything that God has given me. Thank you. I thank him for the ability to come and talk to you guys today. I thank him for the ability to be able to express and share my story with the world. I thank you guys so much for listening to Sensitively Flourishing this week. This week's episode was a confident you equals a flourishing bae. Bae, remember, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous. Just believe in yourself. Stay consistent. Push through. You got this. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Sensitively Flourishing Podcast. No G on flourishing. We post daily motivational quotes. And we also are open to DMs from our listeners. We love feedback. We love to hear what you have to say about Sensitively Flourishing or any topics you would like us to discuss. Always subscribe on your favorite streaming podcast platform. New episodes every Friday at 5:55 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you guys for the support, and you guys have a lovely weekend and happy Mother's Day to my mothers. Toodles. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sensitively Flourishing called A Confident You Equals a Flourishing Babe. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Sensitively Flourishing Podcast, no G on flourishing. You can also visit our website at AniciaAFD.com. That's Anicia, AniciaAFD.com. You can visit our websites and view our podcast there. You can also follow us on Instagram or leave a voice message up under this podcast with your thoughts and what resonated with you this episode. Thank you guys so much for the support. You guys have an amazing week and happy Mother's Day to the mothers. Thank you.